This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I think sometimes we forget about the super classy people, and these super classy people might listen to the radio.
Of course.
So I've got a new segment that I'd like you to join in with me, Jess. You'll get the hang of it as we go. It's called Touch of Class.
Okay.
And if I may have some music, please, maestro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, classy.
Sponge. Jess, please.
Banana.
Meandering.
Crockenbush.
Naomi Robson. Listeners would be familiar with my part-time cat, whom I've named Catapotamus. Mm-hmm. It comes in on random nights and curls up on my bed or wherever. Just, you know, it's very not invasive, not destructive.
You know that happens in films to indicate that a woman is lonely?
Look, this is not what we're discussing.
Well, I'm just saying.
The point is, part-time cat comes to visit, right?
Catapotamus.
Yeah, and sometimes when it comes in, it's more affectionate than other times. You know, temperamental cat stuff, right? Anyway, it visited on Friday and then returned again Saturday. Mm. It looked just so furious.
I think you're in an abusive relationship with this cat.
Yeah, I was like, what have I done to you, Catapotamus? Let's settle down, buddy. Anyway, so I let it in, and then it walks in like he owns the place. He starts meowing a lot, which is like, huh, weird. And it usually barely makes a sound. And then I remembered a few times when it's come over in the past in this mood, like that it had happened before. So I'm thinking, well, where have you been before this point to make you get this annoyed, right? Because like, it's not me doing it. It's something to do with Catapotamus.
Sure.
Anyway, then I realised it's two cats.
You're an idiot. I'm David Attenborough, and welcome to The Bus. Watch as the alpha male shows his dominance by displaying an action commonly known as manspreading. By spreading his legs to take up multiple seats, he is asserting his masculinity and public transport dominance. Alternatively, the weaker male shows his pathetic nature by inserting his index finger into his nostrils. He continues even after making awkward eye contact with other disgusted commuters. His body odour is overpowering. Here we see an elderly woman in her natural state. Confusion. Behaviours include tutting, rustling through bags, and repeatedly asking the bus driver, does this bus go to Dubbo?
Does this bus go to Dubbo?
No, madam, it goes to the shop.
Oh, I need it to go to Dubbo.
And now, an increasingly common sight, the social butterfly. Scantily clad, she communicates mostly through screeches. Here we find her speaking loudly on her mobile device with her mate, who she speculates was dancing with Courtney last night, which is so not cool. However, despite her displeasure, her eyebrows remain on fleek. And finally, the lion pounces on the zebra, devouring the entire family in full, and the circle of life continues.
I'm mad.
You're always mad.
Because 100% highbrow comedy died a little bit this week.
Aww.
Yep.
But that's my favourite kind of comedy.
Yep. Super highbrow. A Hungarian TV weatherman was fired this week after he punctuated his broadcast weather report with comedy fart noises.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that would be the best weather report ever, and he should not have been fired for that.
Exactly.
Not very professional.
When he was let go after the broadcast, he took to Twitter to say, if Mr. Bean or Benny Hill farts, everyone laughs, but now a big deal is being made about this.
Well,
like, okay, they're different.
You're on the news.
Exactly. He just wanted to report some strong gusts, some breaking news about some toxic low-pressure systems erupting over, I don't know, Bumsville. In honour of our fallen Hungarian friend, I will be reading a weather report. Okay?
Great.
It may feature comedy fart noises. It may not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think we have a duty to show our support. So, Jess, I want you to introduce me, like do a... And now Mitch McTaggart will be okay. saying the weather. Go on.
And now here's Mitch McTaggart with the weather. Mitch.
Today will be fine with the top of showers clearing tomorrow, becoming fine. High chance of scattered with high winds predicted in on Monday. 7-day outlook is smug alert, and that's the weather. Thank you very much. We did it. Thank you very much. See, some say we're too highbrow, Jess, but I just think it's all part of our job.
That was truly moving.
I want to talk about something, but in the interests of broadcast decency, I'm going to clean it up with sound effects.
Ooh!
So let's see how we go. I think I can do this.
Okay.
So I was watching a film, a kind of film that used okay. stock music that I was familiar with that I used to make films when I was about 10, and I lost my immediately. Are we clear with that? Is that
okay? Yeah.
So okay. but presumably this is my point. Presumably those kinds of films have budgets. Like, so just splash out a bit and buy an actual music track. Like, why are you using the music that everybody else uses?
This is such a Mitch McTaggart problem.
But like, no one wants.
The stock music.
But no one wants to watch a kind of film. And then remember yeah. the stock music that they remember when they were a kid. Like, yeah. that's weird. I mean, obviously that's a kind of moment. Like, why would...
And it is time for our...
Florida Man. I was letting it bleed in. Like, it's time for that our favourite Florida Man.
That was not a bleed in. That was a...
That was cutting you off.
Just noise.
Sorry.
I was going to be like, our favourite segment, and you just like cut me right off.
Okay.
Anyway, so, this is, by the way, this music is the best.
Twitter account, Florida Man, best headlines from Florida, out of context.
Well, okay, every week I try to summarise what it is, and you just nailed it in that. Well done.
Thank you.
Anyway, okay.
Go.
Oh, I'll do a new sting.
Yep.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Florida man tries to walk out of Walmart with $172 worth of steak and lobster stuffed down his pants.
But then again, lobster's quite expensive. That's probably not a lot of lobster. It's probably one lobster.
A lobster.
Down some baggy pants. Cargo Definitely. Pants, you never know.
Definitely.
Another one?
Yep.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Naked Florida woman threatens to blow up police while huffing from propane tank.
Okay.
So it's a, yeah.
Like when I leave the house, I'm like, all right, phone, keys, wallet, pants. Mm. She's like, propane tank, good to go.
Check.
No clothes.
Yep.
Good on her. Ba, 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 ba.
Florida man continues to endorse candidate he disagrees with in every way.
Hey, he's loyal.
Yep.
I like that.
You gotta do it.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Ba, 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 ba.
Turtle survives flying. let me do it.
Okay, sorry.
Turtle survives flying through Florida woman's windshield in real-life game of Mario Kart.
I mean, not like it's not funny. Why was a turtle flying through the... I was expecting a Florida man, and you started with turtle. It can only get better from there.
Okay, one more.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Florida man won't let hurricane get in the way of screaming out for Harambe on live TV.
Okay.
Yeah, he was being a bit of a nuisance.
So it's a hurricane, like, news report?
Yes.
And he's screaming
out,
yep.
out for Harambe.
What a hero.
A day in the life of Peter Dutton.
Mr. Dutton, you have a 2 p.m. meeting in Canberra, and I've bumped your flights until Thursday to allow for your Friday lunch.
Good, good, good.
And here are some documents I'll just need you to sign.
Very good, very good. Thanks very much, Estelle. Your atrocious personal assistant.
I'm still standing here, Mr. Dutton.
Right, yeah, right. Yes, so sorry. I just need to send a text. What's the spirit?
So you've just texted me the phrase atrocious personal assistant.
Right, yes. That was to someone else.
Will that be all, Mr. Dutton?
Thanks, Estelle. Terrific work as usual. Terrible work as usual.
Can still hear you, Mr. Dutton.
Right, yep. Just I've got to fax these.
Where to today, Mr. Dutton?
Take me straight to my office. It's a tough life for me, the Minister for Immigration and Border Protection.
Alrighty then.
Yes, you stupid driver. You incompetent boob. You insufferable working class lowlife.
Would you like me to put up the window today, Mr. Dutton?
Right, yep, righto, yes, yes. Soundproof window. Wind it up. All the way up, you simple-minded juvenile twit.
Remember, it's not soundproof, Mr. Dutton.
Right, yep, sorry, I was thinking about something else.
I call the Minister for Immigration and Border Protection, Mr. Peter Dutton, and please be aware that the microphones can pick up everything that you say.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for your time.
You stupid clowns who should be fired out of a cannon into the sun.
I think the 457 program is very important.
I should cover you all in honey and pour a box of ants over
Peter,
you.
Peter, sorry to interrupt, but now you're just saying the normal things quietly and the weird things loudly.
Right, yep, sorry. I guess it's all in a day's work for me, Peter Dutton.
Peter Dutton is recorded live before he realises.
Hey, it's time for another edition of the Shark Den. Everybody, put your inventing hats on, strap yourselves in, because you'll be screaming.
What?
Because, you know, you need to be restrained, because it's
what?
So torturous, this
Mitch,
segment.
Mitch, no.
Hey, so Murphy is joining us for another edition of the Shark Den, obviously. Murphy, what's your idea?
Okay, got a doozy for you this week.
Okay.
Oh, man, molto bene. So good. All right, it is... Oh, all right, so... Let me set the scene. In fact, yep. I've already half set the scene already for you guys in the studio because I'm holding a coffee. You
right.
can confirm for the listeners that
yeah,
you're
look,
saying,
I
holding
guess
a coffee. He's holding a coffee.
Yes, yeah, so
can confirm.
When people walk into a room with coffee, you think, what a cool guy. You know, a lot
sure.
of young up-and-coming professionals walk into the business meeting with their coffees. You know, they got the coffee cup. It's like, oh, you're a bit late, Rogerson, but sit down. You got your coffee. You need your little wake-up
sure.
drink, you know?
So hang on, just brief. I love these pained, ridiculously long intros leading up
it,
to the invention.
And the scene set.
Go
all right.
on, go.
So everyone's got their coffees. Everyone's walking around with their coffees. You're mm-hmm. thinking, oh, cool person. What do you think when you see someone with an energy drink, though, guys?
Oh, no. He's just going to put energy drink in
no, 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 Jessica! Please do not interrupt the pitch. All right. So... Energy drinks
wait,
get a bit
wait.
Of a bad rap.
Murphy, are
yes.
you putting energy drinks in coffee cups? Is that ultimately the idea?
Look, it's not as simple as that, all right?
I just want to talk to you about a lobster.
Okay. Right? Rock lobster?
Rock lobster. A woman in Red Lake, Canada, has had a supermarket lobster shipped 2,000 miles back to the ocean, right?
What?
Because she thought it was lonely.
Hello.
Now, she saw the lobster in the deli tank, and it was the last one. And she was just overcome with sadness.
Is it me you're looking for?
She paid $20 for him. Sorry, him. They'd initially intended to put him in a large saltwater tank to live out the rest of his days. But then she realised, no, he needs to be with his own kind.
I can see
Now, I don't want to say this next bit as some sort of accusation, but the woman, vegan...
Okay.
Right. She did some research and concluded that it was caught around Nova Scotia, some 2,000 miles from her. She messaged a vegan group and someone offered to receive the overnight delivery of the lobster and release it back into the ocean.
How right? did she do? How did she research where it had come
I don't
from?
I don't know. But see, Jess, I love you, but I would probably never have you delivered overnight to Nova Scotia to release you back into the wild. You probably just have to deal with the cards you got. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Mitch.
Yeah.
I'm okay
yeah.
with that.
And
I'm not a lobster. Yeah.
The woman actually said, he owns his life. I hope he'll live 70 years and that he'll outlive all of us, right? But in unrelated news, a fisherman in the area was surprised to find a huge lobster in the bay, and it was reportedly delicious.
Look, energy drinks get a bad rap, but, you know, some people just prefer energy drinks to coffee. So what I'm suggesting is a store that sells energy drinks.
In coffee cups.
In the form... In coffee cups, yes. All right? You must have looked at my notes, all right, previously. Okay? But you've hit a nail on the head. Well done.
Sure.
So that way, people want their energy drink in the morning. They aren't going to get scoffed at anymore because they'll rock up to the meeting and be like, oh... Jimmy's got a coffee. It's like, hehehe. It's
okay.
actually an energy
sure.
drink.
So how can you be inventing this? Because you've just said the thing that needs to happen. So all someone has to do is, with a coffee cup, put an energy drink
no!
into it.
No! There's no business in this. Like,
yeah.
you could just take a coffee cup and put an energy drink in it.
No.
This is a life hack.
This is cutting,
a poor one.
No, this is cutting out the middleman, all right? This saves you
no,
from
you're
having...
No, you're creating a middleman.
Yeah, I what?
because instead of people just putting their energy drinks in a coffee cup themselves, you're creating somebody who will do that for them. So you're in fact not cutting out the middleman. Okay. You're creating a middleman.
I'm creating a service.
We've already had a text and said this is more a suggestion than an invention.
No, whoever texted that in, you're a bloody nincompoop. Okay, So that's like saying, oh, you just make your own burger in the morning. No. You go to the burger restaurant. It's just so you don't have to do it yourself. You don't have to keep buying coffee cups.
Okay, but making a
burger, making a burger is pretty excessive and requires a fair bit of stuff. But your thing is pouring one thing into another thing, which the other person would do anyway.
No, because then you have to buy the coffee and the energy drink.
You can also just buy the coffee cups.
Or just keep a coffee cup from last time you had a coffee.
Then it gets all grotty.
You can buy coffee cups at the supermarket.
And also a good thing about this is it's not just energy drinks. Because some people might want some,
you get the music.
Some liquor in the morning, So you get that in a coffee cup.
You're saying put beverages in a cup.
Yeah, that's
your invention. Normally I'm on your side, Murphy, but this one is too far.
Today's invention.
Congratulations.
Using cups correctly.
Because we were talking earlier about things that traumatized us when we were kids.
Yep.
And Kylie said, as a child, it was afraid a moth would fly into her face and is now afraid of moths. Yes, Kylie, 100% agree. Uh-oh. I hate moths.
Oh,
they
boy.
Terrify me. You know what it is? It's that they're unpredictable. They're all flappy, and then you can't quite tell which direction they're going to go in. So they start to go left, and then you're like, come right at me. What's going on?
Hit a bit of a moth nerd.
And if they end up taking over the world, I will not be surprised.
Okay. We'll be dealing with this off air.
Glenda the useless waitress.
Welcome everyone to the High Society New Year's Eve fundraising spectacular, with all profits going to improving our own lives or something. The waitresses will be around to fetch you drinks or food or a bucket to put money in, so feel free to ask them. They're all very helpful. Excuse me, miss?
Yes, madam.
What? I'm a man.
Oh, yes. Would you like this jacket dry cleaned?
No, I'm wearing it right now. Please get off me. Look, I would like a drink, please.
Oh, yes. And how many eggs would you like with that?
What? None!
And what would you like for mains? Do you have any dietary requirements?
Well, I'm deathly allergic to peanuts.
Satay chicken it is.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Satay beef it is.
It's still got peanuts.
Peanut butter in a bowl.
That's entirely peanuts.
Here's a whole peanut.
What? Oh. And now the waitresses shall gather for a rousing rendition of Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, hang on, wait,
it's
me, my favourite bit. I've been practicing all week. Oh, sorry, excuse me, sorry. Oh, sorry. Oh, oh, sorry. Oh. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought up to mind?
Terrible! Oh, what is she doing? She's smashing everything! Oh, who invited her? Why is she here? Terrible rendition! Oh, smashy! Heavens! Monocle!
Sorry.
10 seconds, everyone! No, Glenda! Don't walk into the champagne fountain! Glenda! Don't let them fall onto that ice statue! Don't let it hit that chandelier! Don't let it topple that table of the most expensive and delicate china in the world!
Happy New Year!
Everything is ruined!
Glenda, may I have a quick word?
Glenda the useless waitress, waitress.
Questions to the internet.
Yes!
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Which is... Yes, thank you. Yes,
I don't know
please.
Where you get this music, but I love it.
So it's real questions from anonymous idiots put out there into the internet, hoping kind folk will give them the answers they seek and guide them through the obstacles of life.
But instead what happens is two bored radio hosts find it and read it on air.
Indeed. Okay, here we go. Here's the first one. So the real questions.
Yep.
If I pop a pimple, will I die?
Hey, well so... that's... that one seems like... That one's not the worst one.
Yeah, but someone, the best answer that's selected as the best answer was, yes, you will certainly die. So they're
I hope
helpful.
I hope they read that after they'd popped it. They're like, no.
Here's another.
Yep.
Is the Hunger Games based of a true story?
It's set in the future. Sure.
And that they went on to talk about, like, they referenced Hitler and all that kind of stuff. They were getting their eras confused,
sure,
and stuff. And obviously fiction.
That's so good. But it's literally says that it's in the future.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Why can't we grow burger in tree?
I think the lack of grammar and being able to form a sentence makes it even better. But yeah. Why can't we grow burger in tree?
In tree, yeah.
Tree burger.
Yeah. Like, it's ready to go.
Like a burger, a tree that grows burgers.
Yeah, presumably in packaging as well, because why stop at the different
But then they'd
elements?
All be the same burger. I don't think that one tree would have the capability to grow, like, one that has beetroot and one that has no egg.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of burger do you want? So many questions.
Here's one. Can Nathan Lane play the piano? He appears in at least two films.
Like, he appears in two films playing piano, and I'm wondering if it's they use a hand double. But it's just, he appears in two films that I can name.
Yeah,
I've seen Nathan Lane in up to two films. Can he play the piano?
It's so dumb.
That's so good.
And last one. This one is, please help. Very popular techno song. They play it in the clubs. It's like dun 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 dun.
I know the one.
Jess, I've read that a baby koala was scooped up in the talons of a wedge-tailed eagle and then dropped 10 metres to the ground.
Aww.
Is still recovering after more than 2 months.
Aww.
Yeah.
But he's...
After his little ordeal.
Oh, he had a little... big fall.
Park Ranger James, the man who found the koala, he has joined us in the studio with Bob the koala.
Oh, look at him!
James, thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, and look at Bob,
hello to Bob the koala.
Hi, Bob.
Now, when all of us here at Jess and Mitch heard the story of Bob being dropped by the eagle, I in particular thought, let's fix this. So, Park Ranger James, Jess and Bob.
No, hang on, Mitch.
No, I don't think you understand. We've got a bit of a reunion
in store for you. You've really misinterpreted the story.
Friends reunited.
Mitch, they're not friends.
At last.
It wasn't.
Bring in the eagle.
No, he wasn't.
To continue their friendship.
No, Mitch, they're not friends. Mitch!
Oh, God. Whoa, oh, God. Oh.
You've misinterpreted completely. They're not friends.
I've gone out the window.
Oh, God.
Park Ranger James, thanks for coming in, and goodbye to Bob the Koala, I guess.
Jess and Mitch!
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.